Today, President Obama made it official. Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, is moving on.
Under Kathleen's leadership, her team at HHS turned the corner, got it fixed, got the job done, and the final score speaks for itself. There are 7.5 million people across the country that have the security of health insurance, most of them for the very first time, and that's because of the woman standing next to me here today.
I got to be a leader of HHS during these most historic times. We are on the front lines of a long overdue national change, fixing a broken health system. Now, this is the most meaningful work I've ever been a part of. In fact, it's been the cause of my life.
After 5 years on the job, Sebelius claims she's going out on a high note, having already taken partial credit for the more than 7 million people who have signed up for the Affordable Care Act. She will be replaced by Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So an OMB replacement for Sebelius, that means this is a caretaker position for the last 2 years of the administration, do you think?
Oh, no, hardly. Sylvia Matthews-Burwell is going to be responsible for shepherding Obamacare through the next era here. Don't forget, Kathleen Sebelius leaves a couple of months before a midterm election when really the only thing that Republicans are running on is what they call the failure of Obamacare. So caretaker, no. Ms. Burwell, when she's approved at HHS, and I'm here to tell you that she will be approved because of Senate rules unless something goes drastically wrong with this nomination, will be responsible for making the technical case. There are a lot of decisions, by the way, important decisions that Kathleen Sebelius made as administrator at HHS, regulatory decisions, for instance, delaying the employer mandate, the thing that says employers have to cover health care under Obamacare for their workers, 50 employees or more. That was delayed. When to turn it back on, that's going to be Burwell's decisions. Lots of other things, dozens of other regulatory decisions under Obamacare that will be under her purview.
So she's a manager, though, not a visionary, which suggests that we're going to be managing and shepherding, as you say, not doing any fundamental new initiatives.
Well, I think that's right. I think that's an accurate take on it. The new initiative is the Affordable Care Act, and the midterm election is what it is. We should also go inside the Senate for a moment to look at the timing here. There has been plenty of scuttlebutt over the last 2 months that Kathleen Sebelius was on the way out. The actual announcement was a surprise. But given how hard Republicans went at her and what a bad debacle the website was at the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, everybody thought that that would probably be the beginning of the end for Sebelius. Now, don't forget, if it were any other time in Senate history approving an HHS nominee to run Obamacare in this political environment would be really, really hard. But remember the nuclear option? No, 51 votes. Republicans can't stop her because they can't force 60 votes on Burwell. Not only that, when she was approved for White House Budget Director, John, 96-0. She's well-liked by Republicans.
But they certainly can't prevent a showcase for more criticism of Obamacare at the confirmation hearings. I'm wondering why the administration would want to go there during the election. I mean, not that the Republicans need much of an excuse to have a showcase to criticize Obamacare.
And that's exactly what Republicans are looking forward to. Several Republican aides that I was in contact last night when this news broke, they said, fine, this is yet another billboard for us. This is what we're running on. Confirmation hearings will make it tough. On the floor, we'll make it tough. Not necessarily for Burwell herself. She'll be fine. But in defending the law, again, it's the only thing that they're running against. I can't stress how important it is for Republicans to continue to vilify this law. You heard Sebelius in testimony yesterday touting 7.5 million people signed up. Another 3 million enrolled in Medicaid expansion. They expect a couple hundred thousand more. So that will definitely be the playbook for Republicans, John. There's no question about it. And we should say, statements from Republicans last night, it was remarkable. Dozens of them came out. Only one or two kind of threw shade on Kathleen Sebelius. You know what all these statements were? They said, thank you for your service. Nobody could have done a good job with this law because the law is a terrible train wreck. And so you can see the Republican positioning there. It's not about one person. It's not about Burwell. It's not about Kathleen Sebelius. It's about Obamacare. That's their election strategy.
But the president has really left her holding the bag here, Kathleen Sebelius. And I wonder what that means for Burwell going forward, how cautious he has to be about this White House.
Well, hey, welcome to politics. You know, welcome to Washington, John. I mean, that's what it's like to work for the big man, I suppose. She does get some of the blame for the debacle of the website. She also gets credit for the big fat number that she got to tout yesterday. We'll see how... Look, we're not going to know whether this is a success for another couple of years, the financing and the overall success of Obamacare. But politically, hey... That's the way it goes. That's why people sign up for these jobs.
Does the next president inherit a need to really consolidate health programs at HHS, that really we're looking at a reorganization at some point when Obamacare is actually fully up and running?
HHS is the biggest agency in the government. People don't know that. They think it's the Pentagon. But when you combine Medicare, Medicaid, and all the other medical programs and the huge budgets they have and Obamacare now, it is by far the biggest bureaucracy in the United States government. People have been wanting to consolidate them forever. There's a lot of money that flows through there, John, and cutting off the spigot's pretty hard.
Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
Later this hour, the many personalities of Stephen Colbert.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have great news.
I made the debate team.
No, I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. I have great news for me. You didn't make the debate team.
My office. Burgled. Plundered. Purloined. Ha ha ha. Loins.
I spoke with Democratic strategist Hank Scheinkoff about what the loss of the porn vote means to his party.
It's pretty clear the Republicans are the big tent party now.
We don't care about pornographers. We care about working people.
These people are hardworking.
As you can hear there, there was life before the rapport for the very talented Stephen Colbert, and there is a life after it. Colbert replaces Letterman. Savvy move or sellout? Maureen on Facebook. He's got theater charisma, political savvy, humor and wit. Anyone would be happy just to sit across from him for a chat. Don't get me wrong. I'm still a huge Fallon fan. Just happy to see this late night balance. Not so fast, as says Linda. They've co-opted him. He was the main competition in that time slot. He won't be the persona we've come to love. Mainstream media wins. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Should Colbert replace Letterman? Sebelius join the cast of Game of Thrones? More on this story later this hour. Stay with us.